Saturday, 24th of April, 2010. Chamsin and May, have it your way. Ne'er cast a clout or may be out. Whether you accept the saying as referring to Blackthorn Blossom, also known as May, as I do, or trust it to mean the month of May, which at times can still be a wee bit chilly depending on your region, 'tis neither here nor there. What is obvious, however, is that spring is certainly being chased by summer, and so it's fairly safe to cast off your thermals and windows. Bees and butterflies are finally showing face and wing, while blackbirds and robins are frenetically feeding their fur of several broods. I suspect they are working a little harder this year to make up for many of their kin that didn't make it through the harshest winter in decades. Ecology of nature is interesting. Lapwings arriving from Northern Europe didn't stay near me this January-February when they first arrived, being chased further south due to more snow and freezing weeks than they'd become accustomed. But I'm pleased to see they've crept back to familiar nesting sites care of a warmer southerly wind. What farmland would be the same without their showy fur cries? Peeweet! Peeweet! Amazing ecosystems surround us. Sparrowhawks come to my garden every so often to gorge on a smorgasbord of birds, attracted by my feeders, which can be a little disturbing if not annoying, yet spellbindingly awesome to watch. But I need several species in good numbers at this time to help clean my plants, shrubs and trees of bugs, larvae and aphids. More on this as we proceed throughout the year. For now, I encourage you to take a little time and enjoy all the outdoor energy you can take in. Calling, chasing, courting, pairing, mating, neighing, hatching, begging, feeding, flapping, fledging, flying. Interrupted now and then with a little dying. Please share your aspect of this time of year. The Plucky Haggis.